No, just the wrong name, it's the wrong letter.
I'm gonna call the conference committee to order. The conference committee is signed to resolve the issue of House Bill 251. I should correct the committee substitute for House Bill 251. There's the Senate version and the House version in your package. There is a proposed conference draft that I'd like to start out with a document to work from very shortly. Do we have one?
They're distributed.
We've also just been handed an analysis of that proposed draft. And if you'd like a few moments, I'd be glad to let you take a look at that.
The draft itself is.
The draft is.
Oh, I had one too.
Is this a copy of the draft?
Yes, sir.
I just have a long copy.
Oh, thank you.
What we did for the sectional analysis, we take the sectional analysis which dealt with those sections in the Senate version on bond debt and took the existing analysis from both bills and put the two together.
That I mean, conference committees, which are quite new this year, we are starting to step out on what we have before us right now. Senate version of the bill speaks with both
my recollection.
But there is an option we would have, which is, and I think we may come to that. I believe we can ask for powers of free conference if we think that the solution lies in creating some new provision, not a new
next. If I may proceed, Mr. Be a little more specific. That's what I was wondering. Right now, we're not acting under what we would call limited powers of free conference.
No.
This conference committee. If we were to get into the discussion as related to the draft proposal here, take for example what glares out right away is the 50%. That was contained in the Senate version of the bill, not the House version. Is that 50%, are we able to discuss
it? Yes, it's in the bill. Madam Chair? Yes, we will have the same thing in the budget. And it's understood that when the budget conference meets, anything in the House or the Senate version is germane and on the table for discussion. So it is, the 50% is before us properly.
Even though it's only in the Senate version of the bill and not in the House version.
Good.
With that then, it's understood. The feeling of the chair is that step one would be to agree upon a compromise bill. Using the language of one or the other Senate or House version. If there are still continuing problems with sections or, for example, Rep. Representative Larson's question on perhaps changing the 50% to another figure. I would not want to encourage any of those discussions until we've come to a conclusion on the text and the whole of the bill. And agree upon that first. According to the rules, as I understand it, Senator Ferguson, again, please correct me if I'm incorrect. According to the rules, it's my understanding that before asking for limited powers of free conference, the committee would be obliged to stipulate the exact issues and propose changes before we could even submit a request. And then those changes would be, that which we would be bound to under the limited powers of a limited free conference committee. Is that correct, Senator?
That's fairly close, I think. But to me, sometimes you don't know what the bounds should be.
So basically, what it is, we see if we can come to an agreement upon a generalizing document that we can all sign off and agree upon, and then we can go back through that document to see if there's glaring parts of it that we have gone out of the scope of, where it's not just connecting language, because we can go within the bounds of each of the articles, each bills that are before us, and why don't we take it from that, and if we need to have filling stuff.
Let me say one thing.
Senator Ferguson.
I'll have to bow to my chairman, and whatever is agreed upon with him, with you, that's fine with me.
I'm just referring to Senator Ferguson because he's the old timer here. Excuse me, Senator. Do you have a comment?
He may be the old timer, but I'm older than yes, I think that what you have stated, Representative Tischer, almost presupposes that we have to talk about the whole issue because we could not advise the bodies, assuming we could simply mesh existing provisions through with additional powers, unless we had already debated those issues. So, with that, I might either request that you, as the proponent of the proposed conference committee, review those provisions, and then we can give you our reaction or proceed them.
Shall we proceed then and utilize at least the version that is before you to debate upon, or do you wish to back? Very well. As an explanation for the record, then, if I may, I would explain that we've done here is taken the essence of the Senate version amendment dealing with bond debt, placing in this conference version draft, and adding the text of the foundation formula portion in the House version, merged them together into a document. And I did that primarily because of the sense of that I felt from the Senate side dealing with as well as the House side. So from there, then, the title remains the same. And Section 1 begins to discuss up to 90% payment to municipalities of certain outstanding bonds. And your analysis will appear to be as follows.
Madam Chairman, for clarification purposes, I'm to understand then that, well, let's say for example, Section 8 on the work draft, starting on page 4 or 5, is what is contained in the House version?
Exactly. Exactly to the document. as well as that proportion of the Senate version. No changes have been made in language of either one of the bills. That should be made clear.
And then what was in the Senate portion of the bill in relation to education operations is not within the work draft?
No. Just for your information, if you have a copy of the Senate version.
Well, then, Madam Chairman, I would object to working with the work draft as our basic document.
Section 1, 2 of the Senate version, section 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and 3 in the whole is in the draft version that you have before you.
Madam Chairman, precisely the same language?
Precisely the same language. I had no authority to change anything. It was simply a document to start working on. Representative Larson states your objection.
Yeah. My objection, I guess, is to the extent at this time that I haven't had adequate time to really review the work draft in relation to both the House version and the Senate version, so that I would feel comfortable with the motion before us and be able to, feel that in good conscience that I could vote to use the work draft then as our basis for our discussion.
I don't think there was a motion sent down.
Maybe I can direct this to the chair to Representative Larson. Or perhaps I could comment generally, and that might induce you to respond on that particular issue. Speaking just for myself at this point, it seems to me that we are likely to be in a position where we will be asking for limited powers of free conference for several reasons that I'll mention. First, with regard to the school debt issues, of course, I support the Senate version. Representative Adams has some modifications which are not there, which I'm sure merit consideration, and the President of the Senate has some proposals regarding the date July 1, 1983, which I'm sure we should want to consider, and he indicated that they affect the Massachusetts School District. Obviously, with just conference committee powers, we can't entertain those issues. Has everyone got the memorandum from Senator Petula?
No, I have not.
If not, I'd ask, would you make copies?
Thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you. Section 2, I'm discussing Section 2, and I believe the Senator's comments refer to June 30, the June 30 date there. Section 3 is not particularly controversial. It has to do, I don't think, although Representative Adams suggests it may pertain to it. The issue of the mechanism for foundation support, and this is following what Representative Larson said, when we really get down to the numbers between the House and the Senate, I'm not sure, and I'd like, if the chair permits, to hear people on this, but I'm not sure that that's terribly momentous. What is important, though, is the split funding mechanism in the House for the supplemental or increased enrollment issues. Is that right, Mr. Hunt? So that, what I guess my question to the chair would be to Mr. Larson is, if that is the concern, it may be that some agreement might be reached, and I'm not binding myself or my senators to this, but to the House schedule, but resisting the splitting of the appropriation or the disbursement mode. Have I identified your concern?
Well, partially you have. Okay. Right. My concern at this time, Madam Chairman, for me is just basically I haven't had time to really analyze the work draft as it relates to the other two versions. And without having done that, I don't know whether my concerns are valid or not in relation.
chair. With that in mind, I would request of our chairman to consider maybe postponing the meeting until tomorrow and give everybody a chance to look at the whole thing, and we'll be able to come back, I think, and respond better to any questions.
I would request that then before
One quick question. Is there any possibility of this concern being handled through a special appropriation instead of in this bill? This particular item. I don't even need an answer. Maybe.
We'll discuss that.
Okay.
Before we continue the conversation, I want to address something that came up in the center of the conversation. It's not the intent of the chair to take testimony at all. We've taken testimony on the House side. The Senate side has had extensive testimony. I do believe that if we need information, we have that resource available to ask questions. Certainly not take testimony or refer to any recommendations other than questions and answers. If that's satisfactory with the committee, Senator Person, do you have a question?
Do I understand then that we could call on resource people here for information?
I don't want to get into a long debate about something. If there are, I would like to have any other questions placed now before the committee so that when we come back tomorrow, we don't have a bunch of questions that we have to have answered again for.
What we're doing then, though, this is going to be the document that we'll be working on. So, as a basic document.
There's a motion to that effect.
Okay. Motion pending?
Pending hasn't been adopted on the objection.
But if there's anything that's additional, if some of us feel as a must to make this a good bill, anything past that point, my understanding, we would have to apply for limited powers of conflict.
And I would wish then that we would make a list of those issues and resolve those the best we could before we ask for the power. And with that, then, I'd like to ask, have the objections, and if you would relax a little bit. Long enough that we have a document to work with.
Yeah. Madam Chairman, I would have...
This is not to enforce anything in this bill, it's that we have to have something to start with.
Sure. I would have no problem with the chair's suggestion that the committee take the work draft, review it between now and tomorrow's meeting, and then come back and proceed from there.
There are no objections to that?
What time is the meeting?
Four. How does that fix your demo?
Fine.
We'll be back before.